We begin our trending topics today in the LLM development community, where discussions continue to circle around performance benchmarks and educational accessibility. A key thread emerging from r/LLM devs was a new deep dive into GLM-5.2's latest benchmark results. While the scores are highly competitive, matching top models like Fable and Opus on specific tasks, many users cautioned about the significant cost and time trade-off, noting that while it may be cheaper, the execution is much slower and resource-heavy. There's also ongoing discussion around model efficiency, with one user highlighting that these models appear to have deeper thinking iterations, suggesting a correlation between complexity, compute time, and inference log storage. Separately, we saw conversations on the persistent issue of agent evaluation divergence, where an LLM judge might pass a response, while a human reviewer flags it as unsafe or contextually inappropriate. This calibration gap remains a major headache for those building reliable AI agents. Moving over to r/Llama, the focus here is heavily on usage economics and deployment performance. Users discussed how models like GLM-5.2 are consuming more tokens and compute power compared to previous models, reaffirming that higher perceived performance often correlates with higher computational expenditure. A critical insight for anyone planning large-scale API use was a reminder about the billing structure. Llama Pro charges by GPU time, not just token count. This means simply sending large amounts of context, even if the actual task is trivial, can quickly exhaust usage limits. Finally, turning to r/machine learning, the discussions were both academically foundational and career-focused. On the technical side, users revisited core concepts like multivariate probability models, reinforcing that even advanced ML systems rely heavily on understanding correlations and covariances among multiple variables. In terms of PhD applications, general advice was offered. While a stellar GPA helps, deep involvement with novel research, demonstrated ability to solve hard problems, and finding a good match with a professor are often more critical determinants for securing admission into top programs than simply the prestige of your undergraduate university. And lastly, regarding foundational compute needs, experts reminded that while training cutting-edge large models requires massive hardware clusters, truly groundbreaking algorithmic or architectural research can still be performed effectively using sophisticated methods and modest consumer-grade equipment, provided you select a sufficiently complex and novel problem to address.